You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life now around the globe. We just added our newest country, over 20 countries now, and the most recent, big shout out to Ireland. Thank you for listening, Ireland, and thank you for listening, all of you dear souls from around the globe. So excited to have you here. And today we're talking about this. Close your windows. Okay, close your windows. Where does this come from? You can probably tell by the little bit lower voice that I have going on today that I have been suffering just a little bit. I'm not going to say it's suffering because I'm going to believe this is going to be short-lived, but I got a little symptomatic. Yep. I don't like to use the word S-I-C-K because it definitely not that, but my body is definitely fighting something. It appears to be a C-O-L-D. So I'm believing and hoping that I can get through today's broadcast without sniffing, sneezing, or something. And also I've realized that, you know what, bottom line is, I knew when I started this whole journey with you, what now, I think it's today's 71, our 71st episode. When we started this, I said, you know, if I'm doing it every day, who knows what's going to happen? But we're on this journey together. It's called life. We're sipping on it. And as we're sipping on it together, I'm also sipping on some fabulous immune support tea. So today we're talking about close your windows because this soul story is basically my story over the last couple weeks. You know, whenever I get a little bit symptomatic, which doesn't happen that often, but when it does, I kind of go through my checklist. And my first thing is, you know, Shannon, are you getting enough rest? Are you eating well? How's your stress level? Are you getting adjusted? I mean, all these things that I do to keep my well full, right? And we've talked about this, loving our body well, loving our life well, taking care of the wealth within, you know it. Well, sometimes the whole thing with the time of getting enough rest. Now, it's not that I don't get enough rest. I get enough rest. Definitely, I'm committed to 8 hours a night. But I have definitely been pushing the envelope the last couple of weeks a lot and staying up till wee hours of the morning. So much creative energy flowing through me, and I love it. And I do not like to cut that off when it's flowing. But in the process, sometimes with the intensity of all this, I don't always remember to eat. I know that's just, it's crazy. People are like, you forget to eat. And it's like, yeah, sometimes I forget to eat because I just get going. And all of a sudden, you know, if you're getting a creative flow, sometimes you don't even think about it and you're getting up only to go to the bathroom. I know, I don't recommend it. And I definitely, my body's talking to me. I'm listening, I'm paying attention, and I'm giving it what it needs. However, it has caused me to get this symptomatic systems, let's call it that. But this is the thing. For the last few weeks, I have had this strong feeling that I've had way too many projects open. And honestly, for the last probably hour and a half, I have spent my time with my computer giving me that little spin, you know, that circular spin that looks like a kind of rainbow-colored spinning circle. I hate when I see that because it means my computer's thinking and I'm moving too quickly for it. And it's a symptom. It's a symptom. It's a sign that it's like, you know what? You have to take a break here. You have to close some of these windows. Quite honestly, I can't even tell you how many windows I closed. It would be embarrassing. Like, I bet it was about 50. Yeah, I know. I've had these projects going on and it's like, oh yeah, I do a little research and I don't want to shut, you know, close the window because I'm thinking out of sight, out of the mind and just flying along. And all of a sudden I look and I'm like, my computer is so slow and literally it is taking minutes to go from page to page and it has slowed down so much that I get this spin. And you know what happened just like about an hour ago? The rainbow colored spinner actually turned a light blue and a dark blue. It's never done that before. It was almost like it was saying, you know what? We're not even giving you all the colors right now. There is this system overload. Now, I've done an episode about this in the past, system overload. We all know when our system is overloaded. And it's interesting because our bodies, our life, our lives, your life, my life, it's always talking to us. They are always talking to us, my dear. And my life has been saying, hey, you have too many windows open. Hey, it's starting to bog you down. Hey, it's slowing you down. But I haven't paid attention. I haven't taken the time to do what I need to do. So therefore, guess what? Now my body's saying it as well. It's saying system overload, system overload. The signs and the symptoms are always there. The signs, they're telling us, hey, this is what's going on. Our body's talking to us. In my Soulmate Sisterhood, we've talked about this here on Women Sipping on Life as well, that one of the sort of agreements or really the secrets of soul dating and sipping on life is that we remember that our lives are always speaking and that we are always telling our story. The question is, are we listening? Well, I've been telling this story and I've been reading it loud and clear, but haven't taken the time to address it for the last couple of weeks, that the system's getting slow, that there's spinning going on, and that's whenever I see that circular little rainbow circle spinning, I go, yep, that's kind of a reflection of what my mind's doing at that point. So if this is you today, and you feel like sometimes you're spinning, and you've got way too many windows open, you've got way too many projects going on, or you've just been running from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, this is what I'm going to suggest you do. This is exactly what I did today. I closed the windows. Yes, my dear, you must close the windows. You must bring some closure to those things that are absolutely draining your energy, draining your performance and your efficiency and your effectiveness. And it's time to close some windows. And what that looked like for me today was the first and foremost is I stopped everything. I shut the computer down. I took a nap. I was like, my head was absolutely spinning. When I woke up, I said, all right, it's time to now give my computer a nap. And I started to go through and close windows. Now, the beautiful thing is on some of these windows, when I opened it up, there were like 10 tabs open. I know it's terrible. And so, well, no judgment. It's not terrible. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. But I went in and I, instead of having to close each one individually, I went in just one fell swoop, just hit the X button. That is something we can do in our lives, my dear. You and I can do this. Okay. Sometimes we have to dress one each individually and we have to close it down, bring closure. But in some, we can just exit out. A lot of these, I was like, why am I even keeping these open? Exit out. Go ahead, save the things that need to be saved. Close it down. It's in the computer. It's there. And if the idea is it has to be in sight for me to have it in my mind, then I have to go back and look at my vision. You, my dear, have to go back and look in your vision as well. That is the sight. That's the only sight that matters. And all the other stuff is just extra windows open. I hope I'm making sense to you today. And also this. Listen to your feelings, because for the last couple weeks, I've had this feeling of kind of like, it wasn't overwhelm, but it was like, I'm running. I'm doing. And even though it's all great stuff, I couldn't really put a feel or a label on my feelings. And it was more like, I felt like I was just done. Like I couldn't even say I'm going to do this for this reason or not do this for that reason. I was just like, I'm done. Listen to your feelings. When we listen to our feelings will tell us. Just like our life is telling us, just like we're telling our story, our feelings are like the letters, the words, the sentences to that. And it will show us a lot of times what's going on the inside that really matters. So listen to your feelings and absolutely close it down. Take a nap, take a rest, period. And it will make a huge difference in your life. I promise. My computer is working well. Now I'm able to podcast. There's no way I could even podcast it earlier today because there was just too much going on. So your sacred soul step for today, grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and write down where you're feeling a little bit like you're spinning and you're feeling like you've got some windows open that need to be closed. Start writing them out. Write down a plan. And then begin by doing one thing. The first thing, take a little break, as I call it, a little happy nappy, get revitalized, rejuvenated, refreshed, and then go and start knocking these off your plate. Okay? I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com. Let me know how you're doing. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.